we kind of scrambled our fighter jets and said, this thing's going to spread countrywide, and it's going to have to be something we have to be a leader, a thought leader, through words and deeds, not only for our policyholders, but for our people. Treated it like a disaster, like you'd treat a, you know, a bomb threat, or a, if you had a hurricane or tornado that took up your building. We started building plans in mid-March.
Church Mutual president and CEO Rich Poirier told almost all of his employees to go home in late March, days before Governor Tony Evers' Safer at Home order came out.
You know, when you got 600-plus employees in a town the size of Merrill, all working in the same building, the science and the data suggested to us that it wouldn't be responsible. Because if 20 or 30 of our employees were infected and spread it into a community the size of Merrill, it would be catastrophic. There was so much unknown in the early, and there was a lot of disinformation. And the one beacon, the one voice that seemed to be consistent, a board member said, you know, Rich, if I were you, I'd follow what Dr. Fauci's saying.
Sure.
He seems, so we kind of use Fauci as our North Star.
Now, more than 90% of the company's 1,300 nationwide employees are working from home.
Our business is running well. Productivity is actually up, believe it or not, people working from home.
You know, Rich, it strikes me that being an insurance business, a lot of what you do is risk management day to day outside of a virus pandemic. Did having expertise among your employees and yourself, did that help going into a weird emergency pandemic, something like this?
Without a doubt. Our view is we're held to a higher standard because of the work we do. And if we're going to talk the talk, we better walk the walk. So we know we're being held and watched. So I tell all my employees, when you're in town, if you're walking in Walmart or you're pumping gas, I better hear you're wearing a mask, because they know you work at Church Mutual and you're a role model.
Not long ago, the company announced it was targeting early September for cautious, gradual return to work plans.
Labor Day will be where we sit down and figure out what the future is going to look like, because I want to get past the summer holiday season and all the travel.
I'm curious, you know, with so many of your employees working from home right now, have you heard interest from employees in saying, let's just make this permanent? Can I just work from home all the time? And is that something that's part of the discussions as well?
Your timing's impeccable on that question. Every month I have what's called an employee advisory committee. And it's taken from people who are not managers, all walks of life. So the people that are down in the engine room. And that topic came up today. And I would say there's two camps. There are people that say, hey, this is working great. I'm more productive. I get more done. I want to make this permanent. And there's other people that say, it's not working for me. I miss being in the office. So we're going to do over the summer some what we call pulse surveys. We're going to get pretty granular, and we're going to outright ask people, what's your preference? One non-negotiable promise I have made to all the employees, if you're not comfortable coming back before there's a vaccine, I will not force you to come back. As long as you're getting your job done and you're productive, I will never force you to come back until there's a vaccine. But I thoroughly expect COVID will redesign how our office looks when the smoke clears. And we will have an increased number of people that work from home, no doubt about it.
Like for many business operators, large and small, the pressure of return to work decisions can be crushing, Poirier says.
It's the number one thing that keeps me up at night. If I make a bad decision, I don't get a second shot at this, Ben. If I reopen too quickly or I do something, you know, wrong and somebody dies, I don't get that back.